This is Horti News Radio, the news hub for international horticulture from Holland Horti Media. Visit us and listen on hortinewsradio.com.
This is Paprika Horti News Radio from the IPM 2023 from Essen. I walked into the booth of the Viscon Group, and in front of me is Floris Berghout. Please introduce yourself and the Viscon Group.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Floris Berghout. I'm a sales manager at Visser Horti Systems. I'm responsible for the international sales team. And Visser is one of the business units of the Viscon Group, located in Schravendeel in Holland. And we do a lot of machinery for the greenhouse industry, but also next to the greenhouse is the hatchery industry, logistics. But yeah, that's us in a nutshell.
Okay, and why are people visiting your booth, or why should they visit the booth?
Well, first of all, of course, because of the wide product range that we have, but also to learn a little bit more about the rebranding that we're going to present tomorrow.
Tell me more, because this will be broadcasted tomorrow. So if you're listening right now, this is fresh news. Explain to me, what does it entail?
This is a nice scoop for Paprika Radio, but Visser Horti Systems is a well-known brand in the industry. We've been around since 1927 already. And tomorrow we're going to present that we're going to rebrand the name Visser to Viscon Plant Technology. Three business units, VV, Visser and Aimfresh, are being combined to one group, and will continue to thrive as Viscon Plant Technology.
Nice. Well, congratulations in advance. You're going to promote this tomorrow here at the booth? You're going to have a big release or something like that?
Yeah, between 4 and 6, we have one of the board members, Charlotte, going to do a presentation about the company, the history, and also the future of Viscon Plant Technology. So, yes. Yeah.
And how big of an operation is a rebranding like this?
If you think about it, we have 14 different business units, and every business unit has its own logos and its own style, color sets. So just for the marketing department, it was a huge investment to get everything sorted out in time. But they achieved it, and we're really proud of the result. So it has been hard work for everybody, but we're happy to present it tomorrow.
And also, like, operations-wise, are things going to change?
Yeah, on the backside, we're going to join the forces between the business units in the work preparation crew. People from the different sales teams are going to cooperate more closely because it makes sense, and there's a lot of overlap between the business units and the clients. So it's joining forces to be stronger and help our clients in a better way.
And what are clients are going to notice from this rebranding?
Yeah, so yeah, of course, first of all, the name and the color sets and everything. But the more important thing is that clients can come to us and they learn more about the different products that we have. Because clients know us as Visser, which is well known in the market for the young plant production machinery. But they might not know a lot about our sister companies that also do other stuff. And with the rebranding and also the promotion of the other products, we can do a wider range of products and also help our clients in a better way.
Nice. Sounds like a very promising rebranding and a big change actually for the company. So if we are looking forward to the future a little bit, what kind of opportunities brings this rebranding and what is expected in 2023?
Yeah, so we used to be famous also for selling just individual machines, and now we're going to look at the more bigger platforms, so not the individual machine but the whole machine line. And we're looking also to supplement our product portfolio with partner companies, so we can really be the spokespartner for the clients on their whole project. Yeah.
And in which areas of the world are you, by the way, mostly active?
That's a good question. It's really depending also on how the market goes. But currently we have a good focus on, of course, Europe, United States, Australia and New Zealand is interesting for us. But also we have a decent amount of projects from Central Asia. China is picking up again, and Middle East has also been a focus region. But if you name it like this, it's more or less all over the world.
Huh? Yeah, sounds like you're visible everywhere.
we're selling really from Mexico to Canada, New Zealand and everything in between. So yes, yeah.
And what kind of clients mostly? Is it like big companies, or are you also suitable for smaller companies?
As we have a lot of history with the company, we started off with a lot of small companies that grew also together with us. So we're supplying small companies, big companies, and we see that companies in general are getting bigger to just be strong enough to withstand the competition. But let's say the bigger companies are the companies that we see more and more coming to us. Also because they want to optimize their automation and reduce the labor, increase the efficiency. And that's what we're best at.
Okay, cool. So if people are listening right now and they are interested in working with, tell me one more time the new name because I cannot see it yet.
That's Viscon Plant Technology. And you just go to the website www.viscon.eu and there you can find all the information of the different branches and products.
Okay, thank you so much, Floris Berghout from Viscon Plant Technology, the new name, which will be released tomorrow. If you're listening to it, it is already released. And you have the scoop here at Public Order News Radio. Thank you so much, Floris. Best of luck for the upcoming year and the next days of the IPM.
Yeah, thank you very much.